In a news update for August 9th, 2022, on this Tuesday early morning edition, part two, continuing on with the War Room being hosted by Owen Schroer, right here being broadcasted on Extraterrestrial and Sirius XM satellite networks, as well as on the Freedom Network, being broadcasted on FM, and all across all medium platforms where you can subscribe for your content. Just go to, for example, just go to anchor.fm and just type in the search bar, just type in top headlines, national and international news stories. That's how you write our podcast, folks. So you'll be able to find us. Make sure you click the follow or favorite button. And it'll, every time there's a new episode, it'll just pop right up in there for you. So you can hear the latest news of what's going down here on the Freedom Network channel. And also on satellite radio, tune in on the talk channel. And you can hear us there. And in FM, in certain areas, we're in on real FM stations, too. So be looking for us, folks. And thank you for helping us get the news out. Click those, listen to those things, share our content. Tell people about us. Bring more people to our podcast. You know, you might not be able to help with finances, but you can help in other ways on how to get the word out as being an ambassador for freedom and of information. That's how we win this war. You know, Alex Jones is right. Don't give up on the information because you'll give up on the fight. Right? That's why we have to keep getting the information out and be one step or several steps ahead of globalists. Because that's what's behind a lot of this crazy stuff that's going on in our country. And what's going on around the world, too, as well. Let's get right, that's the only way we can conquer it is by saying no to it, being civil disobedient, and by not doing what they ask. Here we go, let's get to it.
That are just combined. No, they're not. It's $4.5 billion in straight up cash, and then another $1 billion worth of weapons. 30% will reach its target destination on a good day. On a good day. So, I think what's happening, though, is that the Western interventionists and the military-industrial complex is about to pivot its strategy and focus off of Ukraine and into Taiwan. And so that's why I'm saying I'm expecting there to be kind of an unofficial agreement. NATO expands, gets Sweden and Finland, gets to steal more money. And then Russia gets to occupy eastern Ukraine and kind of declare a victory, if you will, or you know, they might not actually get to declare victory, but Ukraine will back off, the West will back off, NATO will back off, at least in the time being. So they got to launder as much money through Ukraine as they possibly can before they pivot their foreign policy to Taiwan. Now, the situation with Taiwan and China is very interesting. There's some similarities to the situation in Ukraine and Russia in that the Ukraine was once a part of Russia, just like Taiwan was once a part of China. And the U.S. political crime families have interests both in Ukraine and in Taiwan and China. And it's mostly Democrats, but it's Republicans too. And so they have business interests in Ukraine, they have business interests in Taiwan, they have business interests in China. Vice President Joe Biden met with two Chinese energy executives in the West Wing, the 15th meeting with businessmen tied to his son's company, who days later sent Hunter a fawning email offering to fix his $102,000 luxury EV. Also came out that it appeared the Chinese donations paid for his new tooth job when he had the old crack rot tooth job going. Apparently that was a $70,000 investment Chinese firms invested for him to get new teeth. I guess they didn't like their business partner showing up with a rotted mouth of teeth from his crack abuse. And so they find this out. The Biden crime family meeting with the Chinese communists when Biden was the vice president. And we know Pelosi has business interests over there too. But so what are they going to do? Because there's conflicting messages coming from the White House and the Democrat Party. The White House says we stand with Taiwan. Then the White House says we don't stand with Taiwan. Then Nancy Pelosi flies over and says, of course we stand with Taiwan. Meanwhile, back here, the White House still says we don't stand with Taiwan. So which one is it? Well, the truth is Nancy Pelosi went over there for her own reasons, had nothing to do with Democrat policy or White House foreign policy. She wanted to go over there and check on her insider trading deals, see what the real situation was, and just get a couple more photo ops so that she can get photos and post it on her little wall of fame she has dedicated to herself in her giant mansion. She's an egomaniac. She's an arrogant witch, drunk on power. Almost gets us into a war by going over there. So now the tensions have increased, thanks to Nancy Pelosi. U.S. ships will sail through Taiwan Strait in defiance of China. Thanks, Pelosi. And now you've got Snickers, just one example, but Snickers apologizes for suggesting Taiwan as a country. How dare you, Snickers? Apple asks suppliers in Taiwan to label products as made in China starting now. No longer made in Taiwan, it'll be made in China. That's Apple. And then you have this one. Taiwan official leading missile production has died of a heart attack found in this hotel room. So you've got two people, you got, you know, narratives forming here. Oh, was he vaccinated? Or oh, did the Chinese do it? What are the odds this guy just happens to die as all this is going on? But nonetheless, it appears there's a major pivot coming. And I believe very soon it's going to be understood at a mainstream level. Foreign policy focus is going to shift from Ukraine on to Taiwan. Now, what that's going to look like, I don't really know at this point. But I don't see anything changing in the situation in Ukraine other than our media's coverage. And I see all the money that they're laundering through Ukraine is like more than ever now. And that just tells me they're taking one last fistful of cash into the government purse before their foreign policy shifts. So imagine that. You were told focus on Ukraine, biggest situation in the world, and Ukraine's just going to take the fat L, and the U.S. is just going to take the fat L, and our politicians enrich themselves beyond our wildest dreams as our country gets further in debt. Ladies and gentlemen, we fund ourselves here at InfoWars with great products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me tell you about two of the staple. We played the clip earlier of Brian Stelter being forced to cover the fact that Hunter Biden is under criminal investigation. I'm sure CNN didn't like to report that. They do everything they can to protect the Biden crime family. But they've probably now been told, we got to get Biden out. Let's use Hunter Biden as leverage. See if we can't make a deal. So what did Stelter say, though? Brian Stelter admits Hunter Biden scandal is not just a right-wing media theory. Oh, the Hunter Biden laptop story is not just a right-wing conspiracy theory. Oh, just like everything else. Just like everything else that they lied to you about. They lied to you about Jussie Smollett. They lied to you about Russian collusion. They lied to you about Hunter's laptop. They lie to you about everything, and then eventually it just comes true, and they just say, oh, look, it wasn't a right-wing conspiracy theory. Every single time, the virus being made in a lab, the masks making you sick, every single time. But then they just come around 2-3 years later acting like, oh, we didn't know. We didn't know. We're just trying to get it right, says Brian Stelter. Oh, we had no idea Hunter Biden's laptop was real. We had no idea. You all knew. You all knew. You lied about it. But then they say, oh, we're just trying to be honest. Now we know it was real. We didn't know before. We're sorry. No, they knew they were lying to you. But now they use Hunter Biden as leverage to get Joe out of the White House. And so that's what's going on here. But, oh, it's just another right-wing conspiracy theory that they don't want you to know about, because it's actually true. And so another one is this great replacement theory. Now, look, there's two things happening here. You can say it's an anti-white agenda, but even if you draw back from the race baiting of it, I mean, there's a certain level of biological fact that's happening here. There's dominant traits. And it's pretty well known, for example, if you have dark eyes or brown eyes or dark hair or darker skin, those are more dominant traits. And so if you have kids and you have somebody that's blonde hair and blue eyed and somebody that has dark hair and dark eyes, the odds are your children are going to have dark hair and dark eyes. That's just been proven in biology. I forget the name of the table. You know, you study it in grade school. Maybe you don't study anymore. It's bigoted now. But there's a table, there's an exercise that you can go that tells you the odds of what your child is going to look like based on traits, lesser dominant traits or the more dominant traits. So naturally, if you have a country that has mostly white people and it gets overwhelmed, the population does, with people that have brown skin and brown eyes, then yeah, eventually if you just go on and people keep breeding children that aren't just purely white, you're eventually not going to see white people anymore. So there's a biological aspect to that. But see, what's really being done is the open border is a population replacement for individuals that are independent and prosperous and have that way of life ingrained in them, bringing in people who now have a way of life ingrained in them that you live off the government. So that's what it's really about. I mean, you could say it's an anti-white thing, and there might be a level to there. There might be some accuracy there, but it's really just a population replacement thing, replacing a population of independent, prosperous people with underclass, impoverished people who need to live off of welfare and live off the government dole. That's really what's going on in the European countries and in America. So it might be a direct thing to get rid of white people, or that just might be an offset thing. Bring in a bunch of North Africans, or bring in a bunch of Middle Eastern Arab people to Europe, or bring in a bunch of Hispanic, Latino people into America, and eventually you don't have white people anymore just because that's what happens in biology. But see, they know this is what's going on. So this is a hilarious clip. I don't know this lady's name, but she tells you, same lady, you're about to hear. This is one woman in this clip. This is the same woman in this clip. And she says that it's a conspiracy theory. The Great Replacement is a conspiracy theory. But then she also admits that it's happening and it's a good thing. Here it is in clip 10.
Ideas like the Great Replacement, which is the perfect marriage, really, between Islamophobic racism, anti-Semitism, and white nationalism, because the theory goes that there is a sort of Zionist conspiracy to breed out white people. The white British population has decreased by 600,000, while the minority population has increased by 1.2 million. So, yes, lads, we're winning.
Oh, it doesn't exist, but we're winning. That's amazing, isn't it? It doesn't exist, but we're winning. It does exist, and it is happening. Now, you don't have to make it about skin color or race, but that's an offshoot of the open border and the diversification of prosperous nations, flooding them with third world people who need to live off the government dole. And so that's what's going on. But by the way, you know, it's funny, the left is always talking about minorities and they're always talking about democracy. You do realize that a democracy is the majority dominating the minority, right? Just another liberal logic incongruency. But see, you can find stories like this all day long. This came out over the weekend. A Post-Racial World, The Last White Man by Mohsin Hamid. Oh, that's post-racial, is getting rid of white people. I see. That's post-racial, just get rid of white people. But it doesn't exist. There's thousands of these stories, thousands of the media reports, and they brag about how they're happy there won't be any more white people. But then you point that out, and they say, no, it doesn't exist. The phenomenons we are witnessing is the political left embracing this new ideology or agenda to sexualize children at as young of an age as possible, and even introducing them to sexual deviants, perverts, and pedophiles at a young age as a way of being exclusive or inclusive, I guess, rather. So that nobody feels left out and nobody has to deal with bigotry. Because, you know, it's bad to be bigoted towards a minor attracted person, what we used to call a pedophile. You know how the left likes to rewrite definitions and change language. So really, you have no language if that's the case. And that's the point. And so we've got more examples of this. It's just unbelievable. And we know that Hollywood is one of the main purveyors of this. And I realized something as I'm learning about this story of an old Nickelodeon star, Jennet McCurdy. And I realized, you know, so much of the Satanism that gets embraced in modern culture and gets introduced to kids at a younger age, it all trickles down really from Hollywood. It really does. And when you understand the sordid nature of modern day Hollywood and the sexual perversion and deviancy of modern day Hollywood, you understand why they force it onto us, the general public, and why they force it onto kids. They want to build a culture that is in their image. Sex addicts, perverts, pedophiles, deviants. And so that's why it all trickles down from Hollywood, and that's why it's so promoted and embraced by Hollywood. They want to destroy the world as they've destroyed themselves. And so that's why it's so pervasive in Hollywood, specifically with children. And so the McCurdy story is really eye-opening, not just what she dealt with, but what I also realize investigating this story, and look, I don't want to really attack Ariana Grande here, but I want to use this as a comparison. Jennet McCurdy and Ariana Grande basically came up at Nickelodeon at the same time, and they were even on shows together. And what I think happens, because folks, I've been around enough, I've seen enough to know that in order to be successful in certain industries and in order to maintain employment, let's say, at certain companies, you do have to sell yourself out. It might be your soul, it might be your body. And at some point, you make the realization that, yeah, I'm probably being sexually abused right now, but I'm going to be rich and famous, and so I'll endure it. Just look at Harvey Weinstein. It's a perfect example. Everybody knew what they were getting into with Harvey. The stories are all out there. The proof is all out there. There's jokes in all kinds of TV shows. Everybody knew what Harvey Weinstein did. Everybody knew what you had to do with Harvey Weinstein if you wanted to be in one of their films. Very common occurrence. But most of the time, that was at least with women that were of age that just wanted to be famous. So you go do the dirty with Harvey or whatever it is he wanted to do. You get featured in the next movie. That's your foot in the door. You hope you can make it. Same thing happens to these kids at Nickelodeon. So again, I don't want to go after Ariana Grande. I'm just using this as an example that Ariana Grande probably went through a lot of the same stuff that McCurdy went through. But McCurdy made the choice in her life. She didn't want to be denigrated like this for her entire life at the price of being rich and famous. Whereas perhaps Ariana Grande decided she would go along with that. Jennet McCurdy says she was photographed in a bikini and given alcohol as a child actor. And so again, folks, it's just crazy to read all about this. And we all know about the pedophiles that worked at Disney and Nickelodeon and Marvel Comics and all of it. It's not like it's a secret. And so, look, the crew is just pulling up all these disgusting clips. And that's what they would do is they'd put these kids on film and they'd make them do disgusting things. But they say, oh, it's just entertainment. Oh, it's just comedy. Not even realizing it was for their own perverted pedophilic desires. And so McCurdy points this out. And she admits how bad it was and that she has regrets and everything, and that's why she got out of the industry. Others weren't so fortunate or didn't make the same decision. They said it was worth the price to be rich and famous, to sell your soul or to sell your body to some pervert. So it's a very interesting, eye-opening story there that just tells you the life of a child actor, specifically little boys and little girls getting abused by the Hollywood entertainment industry complex. But of course, when you're offered the whole world, fortune and fame, maybe you're willing to sell out a little bit. And that's what happens, sadly, in Hollywood every day. And that's how it's gotten so disgusting. But let's look at the trickle-down effect. Now they want to tell you, men can be women. How dare you question, you bigot? And then you get stories like this. trans prisoner who impregnated two female inmates is a psychopath, according to the foster mom. No kidding. No kidding. The man pretending to be a woman that rapes girls? The man pretending to be a woman that gets into the women's prison to fornicate is a psycho? No kidding. Folks, I talk about this as much as anybody else, probably more than anybody else, the psychology of the modern day left, because I get it. And I'm telling you, there is a psychopathy that runs deep in the liberal left mindset ideology. It runs deep. And specifically, I don't want to go after all trans people or cross-dressers, but you have to understand, the far left, trans, cross-dressers, whatever, they're psychos. Just like in every movie, like what is the movie? I think it's Hannibal Lecter, where the serial killer dresses up like a woman to torture and kill people. There's a psychology there. There's a psychopathy there. And it goes on. It's all about deception. Just like the wolf dressed as grandma so she can eat Little Red Riding Hood. It's deception. It's stealing the innocence of a woman, stealing the good nature and good heart that comes with being a woman. You, a psycho, murderous, rapist, killer, you want to steal that energy. You want to steal that goodness, that femininity, so that you can take advantage of people. So then you have people that lived in a time that wasn't so psychotic, like an 80-year-old grandma who got banned from the YMCA because she didn't like seeing grown men in the women's locker room. And so she's in there one day at the YMCA, and they've got like silver sneakers programs and stuff at the Y. So a lot of old people work out at the Y because they can get in there for free. So she goes into the girls' locker room, and there's a grown man in there with a male member undressing in front of little girls. And so she goes and complains. This is in Washington, state of Washington. She goes and complains, hey, there's a man in the girls' locker room undressing in front of children. You need to get him out of there. She gets banned from the YMCA because she doesn't want an adult pervert psycho in there undressing in front of little girls. She gets banned. Does that not show you where we're at right now? Does that not show you the upside down world that we're in right now that the liberal left has brought to America? The 80-year-old grandma is bad because she doesn't want grown men perverts getting naked in front of little girls in the YMCA locker room. She's the bad guy. She gets banned, not the pervert that claims that he's a woman, that's a man, getting naked in front of little girls. The grandma's the bad one for saying that's bad. 14-year-old, or excuse me, it would still be bad if it was 14. It's 4-year-old announces, I'm a boy, in transgender gender reveal at a parade. So now you have these psychotic liberal leftists using their children as political pawns, saying, look, my kid's transgender. See, it's very real. No, you made them do that for your own social clout, your own internet clout. It's disgusting that this goes on. Georgia couple charged with using their adopted children to make child porn. It was a gay couple, and they also happen to be teachers. Gay couple teachers adopt children to make child porn. No questions asked. Trans activist dishes out hormones to kids for free. Totally illegal. What have I always told you, folks? Liberals put their ideology and their agenda above everything else. Whether they're a doctor, whether they're a judge, whether they're a lawyer, whether they're a teacher. Here's another example. Eli Ehrlich, sending drugs to children without prescription or parental consent. Totally illegal. Totally a crime. As far as I know, hasn't been arrested yet. Hasn't been investigated yet. Posts on social media that he or she or whatever it is will send your children hormone blockers, puberty blockers, without a prescription and without parental consent. That's who these people are. They're a danger, they're a threat.
If you're like the sexual revolution of the liberal left as pedophilia, you're not even allowed to comment on it at all. Like libs of TikTok getting banned on Facebook for this post. So what did I miss? Were any new genders invented while I was away? Facebook hit him with a ban for that joke. Why don't they want you talking about it? Why don't they want Dave Chappelle talking about it? Because they know there's an evil agenda behind it and they don't want you to figure that out. They know that they're targeting children. They know it's sexual grooming and they don't want you to call it out. They don't want you to point it out because then their aggressive sexualization and grooming of the children will come to an end. And they don't want that. They love access to the kids, calling it liberal. In any other time, it would be called child abuse, but you say, I'm gay, I'm trans, I'm liberal. Then all of a sudden, child abuse becomes promoted. Here's an example. In clip 21, I tell you this goes on, folks. They now take little children to gay bars and strip clubs and sex toy shops and teach them how to be strippers. And so here they are in clip 21 teaching a young children how to be a drag queen stripper.
Our
15-month-old giving money to a drag queen stripper. And they play that music behind it like it's such a good thing. I mean, that's like, that is such hyperbole. That is, it's really art. It's like taking a bloody, gory war scene and playing some sort of, beautiful orchestra behind it. It's like, here's the dichotomy of a brutal, bloody war scene, and then here's the beauty and the goodness of awesome music. It's like, here's the sexualization and grooming and perverting and child abuse, but hey, we're just having fun. Girls just having fun at a child's expense. And then they have these drag king, drag queen festivals, and they call it family friendly, so they can get your kids out there, because this is their new religion. This is why they're being taught to hate their country. This is why they're being taught to hate religion, and they have all these new flags. Your sexuality is now your country and your identity. Your sexuality is now your religion, and that's why they do this at these drag queen festivals, drag queen king festivals for kids.
I want to do something a little extra special, so everyone just put your hand in the air, and I want you guys to repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the drag of the United Queers of Iowa. And on this stage, in which we dance, one drag show. Under lights. With love and equality for all. Thank you so much.
Now look, just as some sort of an event that you want to have, I have no problem with that. Whatever. Adults want to get together and do their thing, fine. This is meant for children. It's marketed for children. It's targeting the children. It's indoctrinating the children. It's grooming the children. That's what it is. That's crossing the line. A bunch of adults want to get together and cross-dress or do whatever they want, have a monkeypox orgy, that's consenting adults. You're targeting children and you know it. I can't believe parents go along with this stuff. I mean, wow, does the mental disease known as liberalism run deep. But oh, see, Long Island man sentenced to prison for dozens of anti-LGBTQ death threats. You know, this is a funny one because I get death threats all the time. I show them to police. The police do nothing. And it's funny, after the Sandy Hook case, the death threats against me have gone up tenfold. Boy, who's really been defamed? Who's really getting targeted here? I get death threats 5-10 times a day now. But do they ever get investigated? Can I ever turn them over to the authorities? Nope, they won't do a damn thing. And no one can defame me because, you know, I'm a conservative.
Our friend.
Great news for America, great news for Texas.
Robert O'Rourke was basically chased out of a campaign event he did in Rockdale, Texas. And a bunch of American Patriots showed up with Greg Abbott signs, waving American flags, playing Kid Rock. Let's go, Brandon. We the people, Kid Rock. What a great tune that is, by the way. And he gets chased out of Rockdale, Texas. Great news for Texas. Great news for America. We can't have Robert Francis O'Rourke anywhere near power here in Texas. He will be the worst thing. If Texas goes, folks, the whole country's gone. So we can't have that leftist freak show, Robert O'Rourke, as governor here. We cannot allow it. But you know the Democrat shenanigans are on to try to force this person into office that nobody wants, except the dumbest, most brainwashed Texans. And so there he gets chased out of Rockdale. Kind of like when the Biden-Harris bus got surrounded by patriots on the highway. By the way, you know, they are getting sued. I may have those individuals on. I've got their contact information. But they got sued. The people that were just driving next to the bus got sued. Because, you know, you're not even allowed to drive next to a Democrat as a conservative. They'll sue you. It's like chum in the water. But there is Beto. Robert O'Rourke getting chased out of Rockdale. I hope he gets chased out of politics and takes a big L coming up in the governor's race here. Not that Abbott is all that great, but man, would O'Rourke be an absolute nightmare. And I mean, if O'Rourke wins Texas, folks, I mean, that's like one of the symbols. You just kiss America goodbye. I've got some other political news here. So the Biden speech that he just gave in Kentucky has been a disaster. Now, I mentioned this earlier. The clips are starting to come out. I've still got a bunch of news here in front of me, so I don't know if I'm going to cover them today. But, I mean, it was bad. So he went from coughing and hacking it up and admitting that he doesn't even run the White House at the closed press event that we played the clips of. Then he went outside and started hugging people, sniffing people, groping little girls, as he probably still has COVID, and then just making wild statements. I mean, Biden was off the leash today, folks, and it was bad. Joe Biden in Kentucky. The weather may be beyond our control for now, but it's not beyond our control. Biden sniffs woman's hair, gets touchy-feely with girls as he visits families impacted by Kentucky floods. Again, all kinds of bizarre statements from Biden today. They've let the president back out of his basement, and I think he's going to be right back in there very soon, because it has been bad, folks. It has been bad. Coughing up, hacking up, you know, relieving himself in his pants, and now going around groping little girls, groping women, sniffing them, hugging them, can't even put his jacket on, just saying weird, outlandish things on the microphone. He's still coughing, he's still sick, but he's out there touching people. How many people did Joe Biden get sick today? Probably at least 10, 15, 20 maybe. So enjoy your COVID to all those that approached Joe Biden today. So those clips are coming out now. As I said, I don't know if we'll play them. I still got a bunch of news here. But I mean, just bizarre statements being made by Joe Biden today. Just bizarre. In some other political news, the Daily Mail reached out for comment to Hunter Biden's lawyer, Josh Boswell, is the reporter that reached out to Chris Clark, the Biden attorney. And what a wild response he got. Biden's attorney might be as addicted to crack as Biden is. And he says, please quote me. The Daily Mail request for comment, and the comment from Hunter's lawyer says, please quote me. Josh, you are a parasite who lives of other people's difficulties. Your parents won't mount you. What? Is that a Biden thing? Getting mounted by your parents? Is that a Biden thing? I don't know. I'm just quoting him as he requested. Please include an explanation from News Corp lawyers of you exclude this comment. This from your as to why you have done so after asking me for my comment. That's actually what was emailed from Biden's lawyer, Chris Clark, to the Daily Mail. So clearly, the guy is either so incompetent he doesn't even know how to type, or he's so under the influence of a drug he doesn't even know how to type. And then the parents mount you. Again, that must be a Biden thing. Check the Biden diary. But okay, what about this law firm, Latham & Watkins, where Hunter Biden has his lawyer, Chris Clark? Oh, who else works there? Philip Perry, Liz Cheney's husband, is a partner at law firm representing Hunter Biden. As Molly Hemingway reports, she also works for The Federalist. Philip Perry, Liz Cheney's husband, is a partner at same firm that Hunter Biden's lawyer is a partner at, meaning Liz Cheney's husband makes money from Hunter Biden. Yeah. The political corruption runs deep, and Liz Cheney and the Cheney family are right up in it, baby. They are as deep as it gets. The blood-drenched war criminal Cheney family. That's going to be a great loss to see when Cheney gets ousted. And look, unless you're the dumbest person alive, you clearly have to understand what Democrat Party policy does to cities. Every city that's been run by Democrat for decades has the highest crime rates and the highest poverty rates. It's not a pattern, it's policy. It's not pattern, it's policy that every city run by Democrats becomes a third world hellhole. So everybody's waking up, including the rich and famous in California, like Catherine McPhee. Catherine McPhee, scared to wear jewelry in Los Angeles, blames woke voters. Yeah, because you're gonna get mugged. They fake like their cars have been broken into. They leave their car windows down, their trunks open to avoid being robbed. They ban jewelry stores in parts of California because as soon as they go up, they get robbed. I blame this on every single woke voter, McPhee said. Seniors getting beaten up in Beverly Hills while walking. Keep voting for this. What a sad state this city is in. Well, it's Democrats. It's liberals. Once you get rid of that political movement, that political body, once you get rid of that ideology, this country, human prosperity will take off, folks, like you can't even imagine. And it's going to take a process. I mean, we have been sold out by our politicians. I mean, we have been scrapped by our politicians. We've been sold out to China. We've been sold out to the Middle East. We've been sold out to Ukraine. We've been sold out to NATO. We have been sold out. And it's going to take a lot of time to recovery. It's going to take a lot of time to close our borders. It's going to take a lot of time to fix the welfare state. It's going to take a lot of time to bring manufacturing and production and energy back. But we can do it, and we will do it. But we have to get this evil out of our way, and it's the Democrat Party. But we've already gotten Democrats out of the way before. We ended slavery, and we got rid of the KKK. Now, the Democrats are in their final form. That's the modern-day Democrat Party, liberal left. It's the final form of the scourge, the cancer that is the American left. We've gotten rid of it before. We will peacefully, politically, legally, lawfully get rid of it again. It's the final wave of evil and corruption, now known as the Democrat Party. And I believe once we can put the Democrats in our rear view as a country, we will truly see prosperity, standard of living, take off in this country like it once has before, setting an example worldwide for what freedom, independence, and prosperity means. So we'll keep pushing back. Before I get to that, though, you know, Democrats and liberals, they're liars, they're phonies, they're frauds. They have the double standards. Here's another great example. Senator Scott Wiener from California, Senator Wiener, Democrat, this is him in October of 2020. We need a national mask mandate, period. That's how we beat the virus. So he's all about health mandates. He's all about mandates over your body when it comes to the mask in October. But he was quoted in a Washington Post article about the monkeypox gay orgy spreading. And here's what he had to say about that. If people want to have sex, they are going to have sex. People will make their own decisions about their own risk levels. Oh! Oh! Wow! What a noble idea! Where did you possibly come up with that? People will make their own decisions based on their own risk analysis. You know, that's a little concept we might call freedom.
Yep.
That Democrats hated in 2020 and 2021 when it came to mandates. They wanted vaccine mandates. They wanted mask mandates. They wanted lockdown mandates. They wanted to mandate everything. But see, there was no real cause or concern for that. And by the way, I'm not for mandating or locking anything down just because the gay monkeypox are spreading everywhere because people are relenting the consequences from the gay orgies they had for their gay pride month. You think that's a coincidence? Gay pride month, the most perverted sexual activity out in the streets, and then the next month they all have monkeypox on their mouths, genitals, and anuses. You think that's a coincidence? No, folks, that's a direct result. Gay pride month led to monkeypox pride month. But okay, hey, look, you know the risks, just like you know the risks if you have sex. There's risks, there's consequences that come with that. Just so happens the consequences might be increased or a little different if you're having a gay orgy. Now, am I going to sit here and say we need to ban gay orgies or ban gay sex or ban sodomy? No, because I'm not a tyrant. I'm not an authoritarian like Democrats were during COVID. But oh, it's so amazing. We know what's causing the monkeypox. We know where the risk factors are, but you're not allowed to address that. But when it comes to COVID, they were perfectly fine with doing blanket global government mandates to control the people. But oh, now that it's what they view as their LGBTQ community, now they're not interested in health mandates. They're not interested in that at all. But then there's the vaccine. That's just liberal hypocrisy. The vaccine is something else entirely. But just like they admit now, they say Hunter Biden's laptop was not just a right-wing conspiracy theory. When are they going to admit COVID vaccines killing people was not just a right-wing conspiracy theory? Yeah, by the way, they signed bills. It wasn't just Governor Willie Brown. Gavin Newsom did the same thing, where you can now knowingly spread an STD in California and it's not a crime. Not to mention, Gavin Newsom signed a law that reduced the penalty of raping a minor. So, you know. Oh, and Wiener wrote the bill, is what the crew is telling me. Oh, okay. So Wiener writes the bills. I see. Okay. I've got to move on to the vaccine. It's just these Democrats, man. So, yeah, they write bills. Wiener specifically writes bills where you can pass an STD knowingly onto somebody, and it's perfectly legal. Then Newsom passes bills that say, you rape a minor, you engage in sodomy with a minor, we're not going to punish you. And then they say, hey, we're going to lock you down and force you to wear a mask and take a vaccine because of COVID. But then there's a monkeypox outbreak at gay orgies, and they say, hey, people can make their own decisions. But then there's the vaccine. When are they going to admit it's killing people? This is a San Diego news report. 67% of San Diego's county recent COVID deaths are among people fully vaccinated. 33% of deaths are not fully vaccinated, which includes those with one or zero shots. So even the not fully vaccinated people, that's still people that are vaccinated. So here's KUSI News' Justin Hart explaining it.
Why are people, I mean, from my understanding and what I'm reading there is that if you only got one of a series of two shots, you're kind of lumped in the same category as somebody who didn't get vaccinated at all. Is that right? Why wouldn't they have separated out the two?
Well, I think because the data is very muddy, right? They don't get names, they don't get address, they don't get details. All they get is collection of information of how many shots were distributed, how many were administered across the county. And so they don't actually even know if it was citizens within the county who were getting the shots, because there's disparate record-keeping information. When you look at the only positive benefit of maybe a socialized healthcare system over in, let's say, England, where all the data is held in one place, we see the exact same things, especially when it comes to vaccinated and fully boosted. It turns out that the boost can actually make you more susceptible to the disease as well, as we've recently witnessed in the fortnight of positive cases that our own President Biden has come up with, being fully vaccinated and boosted twice.
So we have all the data. If you get a vaccine, you're more likely to get COVID or die from COVID. And obviously, I mean, this is just, I'll just say it to put it out there, but if you get the vaccine, you have a higher chance of having a negative response to the vaccine than if you don't get the vaccine. Well, duh, Owen, but okay. Let's also put that out there. So it's not just the COVID vaccine increasing the chances that you get and spread COVID. You get the COVID vaccine, and there's all kinds of horrible side effects that could happen to you, including the blood clotting leading to all these heart attack deaths that they call sudden adult death syndrome. Like, I mean, who really knows, because we're never going to be honest, but here's another example. British actor Sam Gannon dies suddenly in California. Dies suddenly. They say cause of death haven't been revealed, but he had a heart condition. Sound familiar? But it's not just in the U.S., folks. It's not just in California. It's not just in Israel where everyone that gets the vaccines are dying. Here are some of the numbers coming out of Taiwan dealing with vaccines and deaths.
Taiwan, the number of people dying after their COVID vaccination is exceeding the number of deaths from the virus itself. Taiwan's health authorities say that as of Monday, deaths after vaccination reached 865, while deaths from the virus are at 845. Vaccines currently offered in Taiwan include AstraZeneca, Moderna, Pfizer BioNTech, and Taiwan's own vaccine, Medigen. Out of the 865 deaths after vaccination, over 600 were from AstraZeneca and nearly 200 deaths after Moderna shot.
So they told you safe and effective, they lied. You know, it's such a frustrating phenomenon here. And you know, honestly, I mean, InfoWars has really shifted the paradigm. InfoWars has really shifted the mindset. InfoWars has really red-pilled millions of people. I mean, I'm going to be a guest on OAN tonight with a young host there, Addison Smith, who's just 22 years old, hosts a show at OAN, says, Owen, you are one of the ones responsible for red-pilling me. I'm at the gym the other day. Two high school kids come up to me, they even see me. They're like, you don't understand. Like, you red-pilled me. You made me understand how the world works. I still feel young. I can't even believe I'm having that impact. But it's like, I just want people to understand that you're probably being lied to by your government. You're probably being lied to by your mainstream media. Because I just want you to be healthy and prosperous. And if you believe the agents of propaganda, I mean, you're getting marked for death and destruction. I don't want that for you.
Neither me either.
A little bit here on that topic from the last segment. What it is I'm talking about. Because you hear that and you say, what? I'm being charted for death and destruction. How can this be? So let me just try to briefly lay it out here. Now, many of you have probably seen the movie Logan's Run. Many of you have not. I think it was from the 70s or 80s. But basically, the plot line, I won't spoil it for you, but you're in a society where once you hit the age of 30, you're marked for death. This is a civilization that's already decided population control is inevitable. And so you get to live till you're 30, and then you go off in some ceremonious display, and then you're dead, and it's a whole thing. Now, that's obviously satanic population control agenda, but at least in that paradigm, there is some form of a principle in that some get to go on. So imagine it like this. You're in like a Logan's Run situation where because of population control laws, you can't live past 30. That is unless you pass a series of tests that allow you to go on past the age of 30. We're basically in that, except that the conquerors of this planet, the people, the purveyors, the promoters of population control, they don't even give you a chance. So it's not like you're unwittingly, unknowingly taking part in an IQ test to determine whether you get to live on or not. Which I would agree with, but there's a level of survival of the instinct. There's a level of understanding there. There's a level of principle there. The globalists, the population control eugenics programs that are being run now, you've already been marked for death. There's no IQ test. There's no chance. So you see, really, InfoWars is the IQ test. In that we're presenting you the information, we're telling you what's going on, and then you can decide. So we're telling you, what's the truth behind man-made climate change policies? It's to impoverish, enslave, and eventually rid you from the planet. So your IQ test is to take the information, whether you get it here or anywhere else, the truth is you just don't really get it anywhere else, but it's to take the information, apply it, research it, and then realize, okay, this is the world I'm in. How do I want to approach it moving forward? So you don't get a chance from the globalists like you might if they had an IQ test. Okay, this person passes the IQ test. They didn't know where they were in. They get to continue living. But in a way, that's already going on. Are you going to take the experimental vaccine? So we're just sitting here promoting ideas that try to organically get you out of the globalist population control eugenics program that you're in. Basic understandings. Like taxation is theft. Like people that want to censor you or disarm you want to enslave you. So that you can see these things happening in the real world and then also have the real world application to it instead of the propaganda that's being sold to you. But let me digress because I got other news to cover here. Now, I ran into a buddy of mine at the gym the other day that I hadn't seen in quite some time. And he had lost a lot of weight. And it was the first thing I noticed. And I like to compliment people. I'm into physical fitness. I like to compliment people when they're looking good and feeling good. And I mean, immediately I noticed, like, I mean, his skin was healthier. He lost probably 40, 50 pounds. He comes up to me at the gym last night. He says, "Hey, I haven't seen you in a while." I said, "My God, I haven't seen you in a while either. You're like a totally different person." He was very happy and he was glad I was complimenting him. Just lost tons of weight. Now, we have a product that we've just introduced at InfoWarsStore.com called Diet Force. Now, why am I telling you this story about my friend? I don't know if he used Diet Force or not. We didn't talk about it. But there is value, ladies and gentlemen, in being physically fit. You're going to be happier, you're going to be healthier, and you're going to be more prosperous. And so if you've been somebody that's been wanting to lose weight or get in back in shape, but you're just looking for an edge, Diet Force is the edge, ladies and gentlemen. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We want to promote a happy, healthy lifestyle. Now, this was a quote from Joe Biden, the desk of Joe Biden. "Today, American citizen Brittany Griner received a prison sentence that is one more reminder of what the world already knew. Russia is wrongfully detaining Brittany. It's unacceptable, and I call on Russia to release her immediately so she can be with her wife, loved ones, friends, and teammates." Now, while I agree that Brittany Griner should not be in jail and not have a 9-year prison sentence, and I would say worldwide, nonviolent criminals should never be in jail, and I think that we need to change the classification of certain drugs, and anything marijuana-related should not be an offense at all. But having said that, this is not an uncommon occurrence, ladies and gentlemen. You don't think America has people in jail right now for moving drugs across the border? Now, granted, if they get caught in Democrat cities, they get released the next day. So there is that, even if it's deadly fentanyl. You get caught with 250,000 fentanyl pills, Democrat judge and DA is going to release you the next day. I don't think that's a good thing. But marijuana, not a big thing to me. Should be totally decriminalized worldwide. But Saudi Arabia locks up Americans all the time. I've got a couple of stories right here. Man who smoked legal weed in Nevada now faces years in prison in Dubai. Didn't take any drugs to Dubai, didn't use any drugs in Dubai, but he had marijuana in his system and failed a drug test, and so now he faces drug charges because he smoked weed in Nevada where it's legal. Here's another one. Billy Hood, football coach's Dubai jail term cut to 10 years. Football coach has the marijuana oil in his bag, gets caught, sentenced to 10 years in jail. You've also got Paul Whelan over there, who's a veteran who's in jail in Russia. But Biden didn't make any statement about him. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say, well, who's more valuable, Brittany Griner or Paul Whelan, a veteran? I'm just saying they're making the big story about Brittany, and they're acting like this is some sort of a Russia thing. Folks, it's neither. This is a common occurrence. You get caught with drugs in a foreign country, you're going to have a tough time in the legal system. You're probably going to spend a lot of time in jail. Happens in America, happens in Russia, happens everywhere. By the way, how many nonviolent offenders do we have in jail in this country on marijuana-related charges? How many did Kamala Harris put in jail on marijuana-related charges? So spare me. Spare me the virtue signaling for Brittany Griner, even though I think it's awful what's being done to her. Even though she spits on this country, still what's being done to her is completely awful. But it's not an uncommon occurrence, and Democrats like Kamala Harris locked up Americans by the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, for nonviolent drug offenses. Just look at the Biden bill where they wrote under Bill Clinton that if you're caught with crack cocaine, you get a stricter sentence than if you're caught with powdered cocaine, just to target black people and poor people. So spare me the virtue signaling like you care about Brittany Griner. You don't give a damn. Now, we'll see what her fate is, but she is one of dozens of Americans locked up abroad because of having an illegal substance in a foreign country. But she gets all the attention because she's a good America-hating liberal and a basketball player. A couple other celebrity news stories here. Whoopi Goldberg says God supports abortion. Whoopi Goldberg says God supports abortion. Whoopi Goldberg lost. She is just lost. Aaron Rodgers opens up about use of psychedelics and mental health, talks about the use of ayahuasca and DMT. You know, as soon as I saw his new tattoo, I knew that he'd been in a different dimension.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying
to pave the way. Now, they don't want another Rush Limbaugh out there. You know that. And they look at Alex Jones as the next Rush Limbaugh. Specifically, it's about changing the political paradigm and the thought process, inspiring others, and having a large audience at the same time. And there's a lot of great ones out there, but Alex checks off those boxes unlike any other. And that's why in the lawsuit, you heard him say, we have to destroy Alex Jones and make sure nobody ever sees or hears from him again. Well, I thought this was about Sandy Hook. No, it was about destroying Alex. All right, final segment here. Let's do this. You always hear about Democrats talking about election integrity and no way there's any rigged elections. But that's funny because every time a Democrat has lost a presidential election in the 21st century, they said it was rigged. Al Gore, Hillary Clinton. Oh, remember that? Even with John Kerry, they said it was rigged. So Democrats complain elections are rigged every time they lose. They still don't even think that the big Jabba the Hutt girl from Georgia, Abrams, lost. But hey, it's all about election deniers are the problem, and conservatives are the election deniers, and election deniers are a threat. That's funny because here's 2+ minutes of Democrats being election deniers.
I continue to think that our voting machines are too vulnerable.
Our researchers have repeatedly demonstrated that ballot recording machines and other voting systems are susceptible to tampering.
Even hackers with limited prior knowledge, tools, and resources are able to breach voting machines in a matter of minutes.
In 2018, electronic voting machines in Georgia and Texas deleted votes for certain candidates or switch votes from one candidate to another.
The biggest seller of voting machines is doing something that violates Cybersecurity 101, directing that you install remote access software, which would make a machine like that, you know, a measure for fraudsters,
for time,
hackers.
By the way,
these voting machines can be hacked quite easily.
You could easily hack into them. It makes it seem like all these states are doing different things, but in fact, three companies are controlling them.
An external party could access the machine's wireless feature to, quote, record voting data or inject malicious data.
There are a lot of states that are dealing with antiquated machines, right, which are vulnerable to being hacked.
The workers were able to easily hack into an electronic voting machine. It was possible to switch votes.
43% of American voters use voting machines that researchers have found have serious security flaws, including
Ron Wyden. We know how vulnerable now our systems were. I know the hackathon that took place last year, where virtually every machine was broken into fairly quickly.
I actually held a demonstration for my colleagues here at the Capitol, where we brought in folks who, before our eyes, hacked election machines, those that are being used in many states.
Aging systems also frequently rely on unsupported software, like Windows XP in 2000, which may not receive regular security patches and are thus more vulnerable.
All right, look, you get the point. It goes on for two more.